Welcome back to the John Williams Show. I'm Frank Fontana. Sitting next to me, my co-host and lovely wife, Sherry Fontana. What do you think? I forgot your name?
No.
Come on now. We're here till 3 o'clock. Coming up, RoCon after that. We're just kind of, you know, giving our story here of Sherry's battle with thyroid cancer. And before the news break, we left off with this crazy story. And have you ever seen that show on HGTV, Flip or Flop? You and I used to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Christine and Tarek is his name?
Tarek. Mm-hmm. They're divorced now, by the way.
Yeah.
Or separated.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I don't believe anything anymore when it comes to TV and press conferences and Kathy Griffin and all that kind of stuff. But he received an email from a fan of their show. And in the email, it stated, hey, you have a big lump on your throat. You have thyroid cancer. You should go check it out. And he kind of blew it off. And then a year later, ended up doing the same. Now, what happened to us?
So while we were shooting the show, I did get an email from a fan who said to me specifically, I don't know if you have a thyroid problem, but I did see a lump on your thyroid. And my son has thyroid cancer. And just be aware that it was a lump in that same spot. So I got that email, and I knew I had the thyroid issue, but I know from having the Hashimoto that it could be enlarged. So when I read that, I think you discouraged me. You were like, no, that's crazy.
I just thought it was another copycat, you know, email because somebody saw it on this Flip or Flop show, and they talked about it publicly on the People magazine and stuff. And, you know, it just seemed too, you know, too good to be true that two of those. But you know what? Kudos to that person who sent that email because it did kind of poke you a little bit to say, you know, I know we're shooting this TV show right now, but what's more important is your health. And right. Shortly after that, you did go in for your ultrasound.
Yeah, that was one of the issues that I had in the back of my head thinking, okay, I got that email. I'm not feeling well, you know, this and that. So that was the first spark of the doubt in my mind that something maybe wasn't right.
Yeah. And a lot of people are out there. I mean, this type of thyroid cancer is so prominent right now. It's one of the fastest growing thyroid cancers out there. And shortly we're going to be talking to Dr. Kay Baker, the associate professor of surgery at Loyola University Medical Center, where Sherry had her surgery. But we want to take a couple calls real quick first. Let's talk to Catherine. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing okay. How about yourself?
All right. In October, my daughter was diagnosed, 30-year-old daughter diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
She started out as a lump while she was pregnant. And the doctors didn't want to do anything because she was pregnant. They did do an ultrasound and saw that the thyroid was covered in multiple cysts.
Yes.
But no biopsy was done. And after the pregnancy, the doctor still didn't want to treat it and kept saying it was going to go away. And she went to a couple of doctors.
Interesting.
They still didn't want to do anything. Yeah, it was. It wasn't until they moved to another state, and again, she still was not feeling good, and it wasn't going away, wasn't getting better. And she went to a doctor, and they said, yeah, your thyroid needs to come out. So we didn't find out about the cancer until they went in to take out the thyroid. So it was actually a bit of a surprise.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting, Kathy, because there's a couple different ways it can be diagnosed. And there are some, you know, doctors who will actually do a biopsy, but they don't do it all the time because a lot of people do have nodules and it has to look a certain way in the ultrasound for them to actually do a biopsy because it does look suspicious. So it's super scary, and it's hard to be able to tell, you know, how you would move forward
right.
if you get a biopsy, if you don't.
Yeah.
So that's
well, I think
hear
the one
lot.
Thing, Kathy, that we were Sherry's a very pushy person, and I mean that in the best way possible.
Thank you
so,
very much.
No, that's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when she's got it in her head, like no, I know something. Like she's not going to rest until mm-hmm. they do what needs to get done. So you know, and we thank you for your call because today is all about bringing awareness to thyroid cancer. And it, like I mentioned, it's one of the fastest growing types of cancer out there, and they don't know why just yet. There's
well,
a lot of speculation.
It could be because now they're looking for it more. You know,
yeah.
Now they're screening for it yeah. more. A lot of different reasons why. But I'm sorry to hear it took
yeah.
so long. That,
yeah.
that is not, it's frightening.
It did take long. But what was good, but once she was diagnosed, I mean, within a couple of days after the surgery, she did go in for the radioactive treatment.
And she's doing well now, Catherine?
You know, it takes a while to get the dosage of medication adjusted.
Yeah.
So that's the next tricky part, because then you're on thyroid medication, and that part was a little tricky to get the right medication and the right dosages.
Yeah, we're navigating that part now. Catherine, thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate it, and God bless, and good health to your daughter. We're going to bring in Dr. Kay Baker right now, Associate Professor of Surgery at Loyola University Medical Center. Doc, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Were you listening to the calls and some of the stories here?
I was. I was able to listen in. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure, and thanks for taking the time. Sherry, say hi to the doctor.
Hi.
Hi.
It's so funny. When I left your office, I was always teasing Frank. I'm like, he's such a great guy, but I definitely don't ever want to see him again.
That's what most people tell me. You know, I see them back after the surgery, and I only see people back after that if there's problems. So most people say, you're a great guy, but I really don't want to see you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Doc, so, you know, we talked a little bit in the office after and before the surgery, and, you know, my question is always, like, why? Like, why is, you know, A, thyroid cancer become so prominent, and why at, you know, 40 years old does my wife have it and she's, you know, seemingly perfectly healthy?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we don't have all the answers. We, like you said, it's a very relevant topic. Even within the last couple months, a lot in the literature, you know, confirming that, yes, thyroid cancer is occurring more in the United States. You know, why is that? It does often happen in young, healthy individuals. People always look for a reason why it happens. You know, did I smoke? Did I drink? Did I do something that caused me to get this? Most of the time, it's not. There are some risk factors for thyroid cancer. You know, it can run in families. People that have radiation exposure can have a little bit higher risk. But for the majority of people I see, you know, they just have it.
And so the type that Sherry had was papillary, correct?
Correct.
And when you read the textbook definition of that, it says it's mostly caused by radiation. Now, I always go, all right, so it's got to be cell phones, right? But you shot me down. You're like, it's not. But it could it be?
We just don't know. We just don't know. I mean, we've done a lot of things in medicine that we, you know, later on realized, you know, were actually harmful. So, you know, in the 40s and 50s, we did radiation treatments for facial acne, for tonsils. And we realized years later that it was actually causing thyroid cancers. Hmm. So we obviously stopped doing that in the 60s. But there's probably things that we're doing now that we'll find in the future are probably not the best idea.
I'm sure. And Dr. Kaybaker, tell us about your practice at Loyola, because you guys, this is your world. I mean, in my opinion, I don't know if I'm being biased, but you guys are the best in the business here in Illinois.
Thank you. No, this is what I do, you know, day in and day out. So it is certainly my world. You know, I just specialize in just the thyroid, the parathyroid, the adrenal glands, just kind of the endocrine glands. And, you know, probably half of the thyroid surgeries that I do are for cancer. So I do see it, you know, day in, day out, and with patients just like your wife.
Now, Doc, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to just talk to you about, is there a way to A, predict, and B, prevent, and then maybe open up the phone lines for folks who are dealing with this, or maybe are curious, like, hey, I haven't been feeling good. I kind of know I've got something going on with my thyroid. And I'd love you to speak to that if you could.
That's great. Sounds great.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Kay Baker, my wife Sherry Fontana, and myself, Frank. Welcome back to the John Williams Show. I'm not John. He's not here. I'm Frank Fontana. This is my wife Sherry Fontana, co-hosting, filling in for John while he's away. We're talking about the topic of thyroid cancer and how it's become the biggest, hottest cancer out there. And I don't know if it could be hottest, but it's definitely been climbing the ranks in the world of cancer, and we don't quite know why, but Dr. Kay Baker may have some indication or a way to figure out, you know, if there's symptoms that you should definitely get in to see somebody like Doc. Hey, Doc, you there?
Yep, still here.
All right, so Sherry also had some points she wanted to chime in here with, but, you know, when you started to feel stuff, Sherry, what were some of your symptoms?
So I didn't feel well for quite some time. I had major fatigue. But like I said, I have two children, you know, they didn't sleep very well. I was nursing. So I would say the most common thing I had was major fatigue and then definitely like very irritable and anxious. But you know, what's confusing to me is, and the lady who just called, Kathy, had mentioned the same thing. So I feel lucky that I got the ultrasound, I got the biopsy right away. But is there ever a time where you have the nodules, how do you determine if you should get that biopsy or if you should let them just kind of, you know, run its course and see what happens? How do you determine which is the right choice?
And sometimes that's a hard choice to make. The problem is that nodules in the thyroid are very, very common. Probably about 5% of the U.S. population has nodules in their thyroid, but only a small fraction of that, probably 5% of that whole big number, are actually going to be thyroid cancers. So very common to have thyroid nodules, not very common to have thyroid cancer. So we don't want to over-treat it. We don't want to, you know, put people through biopsies and the potential complications from that if we don't have to. So, yeah, if, you know, you have symptoms like you did, or there's symptoms in the neck like pain, or you see it swelling, or you're having difficulty swallowing, or your voice is changing. I mean, these are things that, you know, you need to go and talk to your physician about.
And cancer itself doesn't really, I think you said this, doesn't, you're not going to feel cancer, right? You're not going to feel like, oh my God, I'm so sick, I have cancer. Right.
Yeah, especially thyroid cancer. You know, most of the time, most of the people that I find with thyroid cancer feel absolutely fine. Their thyroid actually works normally. Now, in Sherry's case, you know, it wasn't working normally, but in most people, they're not on thyroid medication. They feel fine. You know, sometimes it's found incidentally. They get an ultrasound for something else. They get a CT scan for something else, and we fortunately find it for those people. But oftentimes, yeah, there really aren't a whole lot of symptoms.
And Doc, we got some callers wanted to ask you some questions, if that's okay. Let's talk to Barbara. Hey, Barbara, thanks for calling the show.
Hi. I have a couple of things to say.
Sure.
One, is it hyper or hypothyroid? And we're not talking about the stages of a cancer.
Yes. Are you talking specifically with Sherry? Or in general?
Well, if the doctor can answer either one. I mean, is it both, hypo, hyper, the stages? I mean, I had a neighbor who was in the fourth stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So the thyroid can be, you know, hypo means underactive. So, you know, people that have, like Sherry, they're very tired, they're gaining weight, they find that their hair's falling out. Those are symptoms of people with an underactive thyroid. Hyper, overactive, so they actually sometimes lose weight. You find your heart's racing. You're getting, you know, kind of your heart skipping beats. And most people with thyroid cancer end up having none of that stuff. They end up having a thyroid that works perfectly fine. And as you said, you're right, there's a wide variety of types of thyroid cancer and stages of thyroid mm-hmm. cancer. Everything from, exactly. you know, stage four, which is the highest stage, meaning it's spread mm-hmm. kind of outside of the neck to the rest of the body, to stage one, where it's all kind of contained to the neck. And the interesting thing about thyroid cancer that is unique amongst all the other cancers is that age actually plays a role too. And we find that patients who are young, less than 45 years old, can't even get to stage three or stage four. So they do much better from the thyroid cancer overall. And we're not entirely sure on why that is, but that's the good news for patients diagnosed when they're younger.
Oh, you got another question, Barbara?
You were saying that the age grouping or whatever, which one is more common, hyper or hypo for being cancers, or are they both the same?
They're probably both about the same. The most common would be normal thyroid function, you know, where you don't have to be on medications. And probably after that, it would be hypo, which is the underactive version.
All right. Thanks for calling, Barbara. We appreciate it. Good answers, Doc. We have a couple more callers coming in. Here's a Scott who's got a question about his thyroid medication. Scott, you're on with Dr. K. Baker.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
You got it.
Yes, doctor. I 3 years ago, I'll try to make this real fast, I developed congestive heart failure. They put one of the heart drugs they put me on was amiodarone, and it's done. Now I'm starting to find out after, 3 years of taking the medication, it's done a considerable amount of damage to my thyroid.
Right.
And I was wondering if you have some suggestions as I with my doctors and talk to them about this.
Yeah, so that is it's a known complication of taking that medication. It doesn't happen very commonly, but there's a lot of iodine in the amiodarone, so it can actually cause people's thyroids to be overactive. And usually the best treatment, if we can do it, is take you off of the medication and switch it over to a different one for your heart if we can. Most of the time that just makes it go away. The thyroid actually returns back to normal. Some people have to be on a medication temporarily to kind of tamp down the thyroid, and some people end up needing the thyroid removed.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you for your help.
You got it, Scott. Thanks for calling the show. We wish you best.
Could I say one more thing?
Yes, sir.
I sent you and your wife a lot of prayers.
Oh, Scott, thank you for that.
Good.
And you know what? Back at you, Scott. We're going to say a prayer for you tonight.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Sure. Bye.
What a nice guy. Appreciate that. And Doc, we got one more call that I really want to answer because this talks about a younger version of this. And Dan has a question about his daughter. Hey, Dan, thanks for calling the show.
Good afternoon. My question is, my daughter started gaining weight about a year ago and found out that the thyroid wasn't correct and she's taking medication. Now, but cancer of thyroid, is this something we should follow and monitor, or will the doctor automatically do that?
Yeah, typically what the doctor will do is, an examination of her neck, and if they feel like everything is pretty normal, they don't necessarily have to get an ultrasound for that. Because if she's not having any symptoms, then usually we don't, do the ultrasound. So the doctor treating her for that should make sure that the levels go back to normal again, and then, she should be okay.
Okay.
All right, Dan.
Thanks for the help.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for the call. Best of luck with you and best of health to your daughter. And Dr. K. Baker, thank you so much for taking the time. We do have a lot of calls, and I know Sherry wanted to say a little something. And before you do, Doc, how can people get a hold of you if they need to reach out?
Sure. My number here is pretty easy to remember. It's 708-327-2727. That's my line over here at Loyola, so that's 708-327-2727. There's some options there. You can make an appointment to see me in my clinic here in Maywood or here at the Cancer Center here at Loyola. Or answer any questions that you have.
Well, and I just want to say I've always had an appreciation for doctors and always had the I've never been afraid to go. But I will say after going through this, I have a greater appreciation just for what you do. You really do save life. So I just want to thank you, and I'm really grateful to have met you.
Of course.
Thanks,
so nice
Doc.
Working with you guys.
Appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Sounds
or hopefully not.
Not.